Billy Whitlock dining out, Lambert Records. I happened to be strolling out with my old and esteemed friend Lord Fitzwash the other evening, and he says to me, "You haven't been down to see me lately." I said, "No." So he said, "Oh, do come down and have a bit of dinner, you know. It's the old spot close to the canal. Do drop in." Well, I decided to drop in, and when I got there, all his furniture lovely. All that lovely suite of rush bottom chairs. You know, all the bottoms rushed out of them. And then he said, "Have a little refreshment." I remarked, "Thank you." So I had tea, and the tea. Well, it was so weak it couldn't stand. And the cheese. Well, the rudest cheese I ever saw in my life. Walked right off the table without saying good night. And the soup. All the bean soup. Bean soup. Well, I don't know how long it had bean soup. But it was horrible. And the sausages. Well, every time I stuck the fork in them, they barked. I wouldn't have minded that. But I think the last straw was the butter. Well, perhaps I'd better not tell you. But there was an old friend of mine there, Major Brimstone, out of the army. As soon as ever the waiter brought the butter and placed it on the table, up jumped the Major and saluted it in military style. So I said, "Good gracious, Major, what made you do that?" He said, "My boy, I've always been in the habit of saluting anything of superior rank, and that's the rankest butter I've ever seen." Well, well, that reminds me of the good old saying, "Grease grass and hay, fear tomorrow and goy day."